Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in on an open line Thursday. Carl Tepper will be in for me tomorrow, so you guys are in for a treat. Whenever he's here, he gets fired up. He gets very excited, very fired up. He will be here tomorrow hosting the program, as I will be taking a few days off over the next week. So appreciate him coming in tomorrow. Joining me in studio right now, primary season has begun. And in studio with me, John David Brugel. He's running for Lubbock County Commissioner in Precinct 2. John, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Chad. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today. And obviously, there's a lot to talk about with the county commissioners, despite the county commissioners not really being in the news lately. And I'm sure one of the problems that you run into when you're out and you're meeting people is informing people about the county commissioners and what they do now, right?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoy getting out and telling people about how this actually affects their lives, how the county commissioners are the ones that set the budgets for the courts, for the sheriff's department, for our county roads, all these very critical functions of government that are so close to our individuals' lives.
Sure, absolutely. Why did you decide to jump into the race?
Well, you know, that's kind of why. I've always had an interest in government ever since I was very, very young from listening to talk radio. Dad and I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh driving around in the truck.
Yeah, not a bad person to listen to.
Yeah, but I've just always had that interest, and I thought it was time for me to jump in and take a part in it.
There will be some, because you're a young guy, and there will be some who go, okay, do you have the experience to really serve in a big position like county commissioner? What do you say to folks who, and there might be people out there out in the county who look at it that way?
Sure, that's a good question, and it's one I've had to answer quite a few times. Yeah. My experience is actually fairly varied. I've only been in politics for a few years now, but in that time I've had an opportunity to run a little business, had an opportunity to run several campaigns for some friends of mine. And I've had an opportunity also to work down at the state capitol. Mm-hmm. I was a legislative aide to a member of the House of Representatives and learned a lot about how politics works and how policy works.
Okay, very cool. And what are some of the things that you would like to see change for the county commissioners?
You know, I'd like to see one of the things I've highlighted and I've talked about previously on KFYO is how I'd like to see the meetings of the commissioners' courts move to the evenings. Mm-hmm. As a small business operator, I can't come into the court on Monday morning to participate in the meetings. If I've got something I want to testify on or something like that, I've got to be dispatching my technicians or placing orders for parts. I can't be doing that at 10 a.m. on Monday.
Right.
So I'd like to see them follow the city council's lead and move the meetings to the evenings.
Is that something that you think other commissioners would be open to?
I think they'd be open to considering it, yes.
Okay. And I guess it'd be on the same day, but just what, 7 o'clock at night?
Something like that, yes, sir. Whatever works.
You've seen the city council, and the city council they moved them to night times. Now they're coming back, and they're saying, "Well, we have some issues with nighttime meetings." And you know, as of right now, Lubbock County Commissioner's Court, you may not have as many people show up. It's definitely what you're hoping, though, is that people will show up and attend.
Yeah, definitely.
What happens if you run into that area where you're having to stay late into the night, and staff is having to stay late into the night? Have you given any thought to that?
You know, I have. I had considered perhaps doing Saturday meetings. The Commissioner's Court only meets twice a month for their regular meetings, and I think it might make sense to have those on Saturday. We might look into that. We also might look into doing the business that folks aren't as interested in earlier in the day. There's a lot of consent items on the Commissioner's Court's agenda.
Right.
Items that aren't really contested. Just makes sense to vote for them. So we could perhaps do those earlier.
Okay. Well, we have one break to take, so let's go ahead and do that right now. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. John David Brugel, running for Lubbock County Commissioner in Precinct 2. When we come back, we'll talk about taxes, we'll talk about spending, and other issues that affect you on the county level. All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in. Talking this morning, John David Brugel, he's running for Lubbock County Commissioner in Precinct 2. And, of course, you will have an opponent. You're going against the incumbent. I don't know if anyone else is going to jump into this thing. How do you distinguish yourself from your opposition right now?
Well, Chad, I think you hear this a lot, but I think the difference is possibly going to be in leadership. Commissioner Heinrich is a really great guy. I've really enjoyed getting to know him, but I really don't see him stepping up to lead on issues. My campaign has been looking into areas where we can save the county money by cutting our budget, creating new efficiencies, things like that.
Well, what kind of, you know, and I'm trying to phrase this, I guess, the right way. You've got obviously some big personalities on the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court. Is there room for another big personality to come in? Because I think Heinrich is probably one of those, you know, county commissioners you don't hear a lot about. You hear more about some of the other county commissioners on there. How would you try to get in and make your voice heard as being someone brand new as a commissioner?
Yeah, good question. I think what I learned in my time working in the Texas House of Representatives was that each member has their opportunity to lead in their specific areas. So my specific area may be in keeping the tax rate low, whereas Commissioner McKay may be more focused on making sure our roads are paved. Things like that. I think each of us needs to find our own area and just lead in that area.
Is that going to be your area, taxes?
Possibly so. That's what I'd like to do. That's been one of my concerns for many years, has been ensuring that our local taxes are kept reasonable and low to offset the crazy ballooning tax rates at the federal level and even the state level.
At what point is it okay to raise taxes?
You know, I think there comes a point when we've got our county budget trimmed down and efficient, and if the county is still growing and we're not able to provide our basic services after we've trimmed the budget and made sure everything's efficient, then I think we can look at that.
And as far as the budget goes right now, you think there's still some areas where they could cut?
Yeah, I've been looking at it for the past few weeks now, and I think there's some areas we can find some more efficiency in there.
Like where?
I hesitate to say now right off the bat without knowing completely what I'm talking about at this point. But I think as we go on, I'd like to be pointing out some areas we can save.
And on your website, you talk about spending being an issue at the county commissioner level. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. I think spending at the county level is not as, it's nothing like the state or the federal government running around spending dollars left and right. But I think we need to take the time to consider each department and see, make sure they're spending their money efficiently, make sure we're doing everything we need to do.
As we wrap up today's interview with you, we'll obviously visit with you again as the primary continues. Going to be a long election out there. What is something that that people need to take away knowing about you?
Well, I'm obviously a younger candidate for this position, but I hope that people don't consider that a disqualification. I was reading some of the comments on the AJ story about my campaign. People are excited about a younger candidate who might have new ideas. Basically, my reason for running is promoting a vision for conservative government at the local level. So that's what I want people to take away.
You think that lacks on the county commissioner's court?
I think the
conservative outlook?
I think at the very least we don't see that message communicated. And I want to be bold and clear in communicating that message of keeping our taxes low, keeping our spending reasonable, and doing what we've got to do.
All right. John David Brugel, appreciate your time today.